Blog Talk Radio.
Tried to make sense of the internet? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Sidetrack. Sit back, relax, pour, light, lament as Bo Hotchkiss takes Scott Culberson on a guided tour of the rabbit hole.
No. I didn't read your text. I'm done with you.
We're going to have a fight tonight, goddammit.
Away with you. Be gone, you foul beast. No, I've been busting your balls all day. I know.
I know. I love it. I love it.
Like every time you say I'm driving, it's like, all right, burn that oil up. Your kids don't need the fucking planet anyway. I'm like, I've just been hounding his ass.
I got a topic for that, too. I got a topic for that, too. Fuck you. You don't even know. I have a topic for that. But we'll get to that later. First things
I've been,
today Scott and I have been going back and forth.
I've been militarizing him all day.
Yeah. We've been going back and forth, and he's been trying to tell me that, like, the Department of Justice can track every transaction and trace it back to everybody that does it, which is foolish because if you've ever set up a Bitcoin wallet, depending on where you set it up, they don't ask for personal information. You don't need personal information. All you need
is a bullshit username.
If they're tracking you, they give you your key to get that into that wallet, and you got to write that shit down because it's anonymous.
I mean, like us, they're probably tracking us just because we offer McAfee updates. You know, she's doing well, from what I hear.
Who is our guy? Our FBI handler's doing well.
Who cares who he is? He needs to, you know, get a real job, get a haircut.
Right.
Get
a real job. But
yeah.
McAfee built himself a Faraday cage.
But what
I'm
saying is,
that
if
means
they're
he
tracking you,
shit
they are tracking you, dude. If they're watching you, they're watching every keystroke you make, every swipe,
every
purchase.
They can't track you in a Faraday cage. I mean, you can't do anything in a Faraday cage. But you know, they can't. They also can't find you in a Faraday cage.
You can watch
DVDs. I think his whole thing is, you can watch
Faraday cage.
That's true.
I know this for a fact. I'm just saying.
You can still, you can still drink and fuck in a Faraday cage. So I'm pretty sure he's satiated.
Right. And he's with his wife, so I'm sure he's entertained. I mean.
Oh, yeah. They're having a good time. Well, as good a time as you can have in a Faraday cage. You know.
I imagine she brings her riding crop on trips, you know.
Right. But yeah,
I wouldn't even pack it if I was her. I would just carry it around.
Can we just take a second to say how amazing it is that there is a man on this planet who's an American running for president of the United States who's currently living in a Faraday cage? Because the government of the United States is trying to fucking disappear him.
Oh,
and he wants to be
the
rule. He wants to be the fucking president. Personally, I think that's pretty amazing. I think that's pretty amazing. It says something. It says something that as an American, you can still want to fix things, even though the government is so fucking far gone, they're trying to off you. You could still be like, I can turn this ship around. I fucking know
I can turn this around, yeah. And I don't think they want to off him. They probably trumped up some bullshit and, you know, we just want to talk to you. Could you please step out of the car? You know? It's like, once you're out of the car, when they tase you.
They can come up with any story, dude. They can come up with any story.
Don't get out of the car.
Don't get out of the car. And you only crack the window enough to be able to pass papers through it in your ID. That's all you do.
Have you seen those guys that hang the information? They're just like, here's all my information.
Oh, really?
Just hanging on the side. You're more than welcome to read it. You're more than welcome to read it. No, you can't have it.
No. You can read it and write it down and go put it in your goddamn computer that you drive around with and type on and click stuff on while you're driving. We're not supposed to fucking have a cell phone while we're driving. I'm not saying I do that, but I'm saying how hypocritical that, like, oh, driving with a cell phone's dangerous. Cops. Fucking laptop. I can't. That's worse. You can't use swipe keyboarding on a fucking laptop. You got to fucking hunt and peck that shit out. While your hand's on the wheel? Yeah. Nice. Anyways. So today we were talking about what is value. Because you're like, what's Bitcoin backed by? And I'm like, what the fuck is anything backed by? Because really nothing's backed by anything.
Like our current, because our currency used to be backed by gold, but it's not anymore.
It used to. Now it's
pegged.
Nothing.
It's pegged to the
now
price of
like
oil.
Now it's like useless. The promises of the Rothschilds. That's what it's backed by. They promise that you owe us them money. That's what the U.S. dollar is backed by, the promise that you owe the Rothschilds. That's it. That's all it's backed by. You owe them. By the way, how are you going to pay that back? Print some more of the IOUs, please, so that I can pay back the Rothschilds. Anyways, the point that I was trying to make earlier was that, like, I think that, cryptocurrency and all that is as broad as it's been getting. What's weird to me is, like, how many different cryptocurrencies there are. There are so fucking many now. It's crazy. And the thing is, right, like, I've learned some things about some of them. And they get their value from different stuff. Like, there's one called Basic Attention Coin. BAT coin, right? Do you know where they get their value? This is interesting, and it's creative. I don't know if it's going to fly, but it's cute, okay? So Basic Attention Coin gets its value based on the fact that you'll use a browser that rewards the users for seeing ads. So if you go to websites that have ads, they reward you for seeing those ads. Basically, the advertisers would then pay you a little teeny something, not a lot, a little teeny bit, like pennies. Thank you for watching my ad. Here's some pennies. Right?
Well, they're wasting their money the way they're doing it now. And think about it.
Well,
you know,
it's,
I was
like I said, it's
that.
A cute idea. I don't think it's going to work.
We were talking about that the other day. At what point are they just going to start giving up? Because, look, it started out, we had TV, and then along came, like, HBO and a little satellite thing, you know, and it had one or two channels. And the reason people bought that is there were no ads. And then,
right.
And then cable blew up. You paid for cable because there were no ads on cable. You could cuss
so
on cable. You could – it was uncensored. There was nudity. There was sex. There was violence. And it was no ads. And then cable blew up, and then they sold out, and everything got filled with ads, and then it got censored like a bitch, you know, They were like, oh, we got to step in because too many households are paying for this.
Did you hear that? I think it was
now
not
you
long
still
ago,
pay
a couple
for
weeks
it,
maybe.
But no, now you pay more. See, now it's evolved again because now we got streaming. So we got people, again, are paying money for no ads. I don't want to watch this show on this channel. I want to stream it so I don't have to watch ads, and I can watch it all. I don't have to be interrupted by their product placement or their deadlines or whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
You heard about TiVo hanging on to the technology to skip ads. Did you hear about this? You know about TiVo. TiVo has existed for years.
I mean, you know what?
It's a little box
that you get,
and it records your TV shows,
You could save
a lot of
money just by giving me your product.
Who?
Me.
Everybody. Oh, you're talking about like
just
cable.
Give it
like give me the cable
give
for
your
free,
product away.
And I'll watch the ads. If you gave me cable for free, I'd watch all the ads. If that was the deal?
No, I'm saying that you need to pay me to watch cable with ads.
Well, that's what basic attention coin is. You're using the internet, and you're getting paid a little bit to watch ads.
Yeah, how is that a cryptocurrency, though?
That's what the value is based on. So it's based on the user base. How many people are actually participating? That's what the value is. Right now it's at like 24 cents. Again, it's based on the dollar. That's but
three people out there that are
based,
like, yeah.
I'll watch ads. I'll watch them, 24 cents. But like I said, it's cute, it's clever, and it's true. Because here's the thing. This is what I realized. Like, cryptocurrencies are based on things that have value. It just depends on who do they have value to and how many people. Some things have value to very little people, like amounts of people. I don't mean midgets. Although there probably are things that are just valuable to midgets. Anyways, I'm getting sidetracked. So there's cryptocurrencies that are based on these types of things that are valuable to large swaths of people. And so currency has taken on a whole new form that people have never thought about up until Bitcoin started it. And Bitcoin started it by having blocks of solvable equations of data that are, you can only have oh so many of them. There's only oh so many of equations that can be solved in the world. And I still, to this day, don't understand how the fuck this has value. I don't understand it. I wish someone would explain, like, oh, yeah, like you hook up a computer, right, and it processes a mathematical equation. So what? How does that have value? I don't get that. I don't fucking get that. But because so many people fucking glommed onto it, it has value because that many people believe it's valuable. Which is really, if you think about it, that's not any different than the dollar. The dollar doesn't have any fucking value other than the fact that the world uses it as the thing that's valuable.
Well,
that's the only reason it has value right now.
The dollar has a value that's I'm not going to say tangible, but
it is intangible.
A lot
of it's not even printed.
Agreement. It's a written agreement on a tangible piece of paper.
That's loose.
On a tangible thing
that's
I
loose.
Can hold.
And it's a loose agreement.
It's a written agreement.
That's loose,
It's
though.
A written agreement.
It's not, but it's not a contract. You using dollar bills is not a contract. Your name's not attached to it, and neither is the Rothschilds. And they're the ones in charge of it.
Well, they're the ones that are behind, you know, J.P. Morgan and all those people. Those are the people that are behind the Bitcoin.
Maybe.
And they're even trying to manipulate
down, if you track down the history of it,
about it.
It doesn't
that's
read
what
that
got
way.
Me started. Is that article I sent you? And it they're manipulating the dollar to affect the price of Bitcoin.
Which is
so
cute.
How sinister is that?
Well, it's sinister, definitely. But at the same time, it's a...
So, it's a non-intrinsic gold. I mean, gold, I mean, you could put gold in my hand. You can't put a Bitcoin in
right.
my hand.
Right, gold
but
is
they're
what
gonna
we
say
need
it
to
has this,
really focus on.
They're going to say it has this intrinsic value that doesn't exist. You know, it's the...
What, gold or crypto?
Crypto.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I was telling you. I don't understand where the value comes from. Like I get that, okay, you've solved a mathematical equation with a block of data, and this can only exist once because now you move on to another equation. And this block of data, the block, that's why they call it the blockchain, I think, like, that's already been solved. It's hard. It cannot be altered. You cannot duplicate it. It's one off. So that's where, like, the whole, well, it's similar to gold in the fact that when you mine it, you've got the amount of gold that exists now. And that's all that exists right now. And the reason that Bitcoin is worth, like, I don't know, like $10,000 for one is because people
and then,
value
like,
it
and then,
more
like,
than the
okay.
dollar. That's it.
Like that one guy died. There was all that Bitcoin tied up in that website, and then that guy died.
Mm,
he was the only person that knew the
that.
Code. No, yeah. Where's all that Bitcoin?
Yep.
It can never be used again.
Well,
you can't.
It can't, well, it's no different than gold being locked in a safe.
Replenish that
into
the system. So, like, say I put 1 million Bitcoin on a flash drive, right? You're supposed to be able to, and that's my wallet, right?
You
I
can
put
do
a
that.
Million
you
Bitcoin
have to buy a
on
specific
it.
One.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right? Okay. Now say I throw that in the lake or I died. I fell into the lake and dropped it and I died and it sunk to the bottom of the lake. That Bitcoin can't be replenished. So in the sense of gold, we keep digging more gold up. And we've found gold in space.
Yep.
We can get this gold. Okay. That
right.
Bitcoin
no,
is lost
true.
Forever. You can't replace it.
Well, what you've done is you've found a way to make it damage beyond use. And I would say gold is similar because you can find a way to make gold damage beyond use, but you can always melt it down. It gets to a point where it's so tedious, though, that the value of melting it down and the time that it takes is no longer tangible for somebody to do and actually get any value out of it. Do you know what I mean? Like, for example,
right, like,
electronics.
Like trying
you
to
go
melt
on YouTube
down a
and
gold
you can
leaf
see
Bible.
How you can get all
yeah.
the gold out of all your electronics. And the time that it takes
like,
and the,
yeah,
the effort it takes
some guy,
is
some guy
way
I know,
beyond
he
what it's
stole
worth.
The Bible. He stole the Bible because it was gold leaf and he was going to melt it down. And I laughed my
oh,
ass off.
Sake.
I was like, there's not enough gold in that. It's all
going to
burn
for the Bible.
Up. You're just going to...
Yeah, there's not enough gold in there to pay for the Bible, to make a Bible. So you're wasting your time. So essentially, what's happened here is it's akin to, all right, so what do you use the gold for? Right? And the Bitcoin, what you've said is, all right, I put it on a flash drive. Is that the smartest thing to do? I don't know. I don't know if that's the smartest thing to do. It was
yeah,
the most
see,
useful
all right.
thing
well, here,
to
let's
do
put
at
it
the
this
time.
Way. I got my Bitcoin in one hand, and I got a gold $20 piece in my other hand.
Which
I fall into
small.
The lake.
You could probably lose the gold because it's so tiny. $20 of gold? What is it, a fucking, like, that's not even a drop of piss size. That's like, what? That's like,
well, I don't know.
Glitter?
Look,
glitter,
I'll say $100 then. It's $100 of gold. Whatever.
But you get what I'm saying.
It's the size of gold that would be worth the same amount of Bitcoin in my other hand. So
see,
one Bitcoin
where,
in the wallet. You can retrieve
why,
the gold is what I'm saying.
Maybe you can. Who's
and
the person?
Gold,
a 90-year-old person?
The gold,
can they retrieve the gold from
gone.
A fucking
if
lake?
Bitcoin hit the water, it's gone. Irretrievable.
If that's the way you chose to do it, you don't have to choose that way to do it. I could store my gold in a mountain that no one can get inside of except for me. And then when I die, oops, it's in the mountain. I put it there. Well, we're going to dig into it. Good luck. The fucking safe is made of fucking, like, tungsten or some shit. You know, I don't know. My point is
that's
all
why we went to paper to begin with. We went to paper
else.
Because
it's valuable.
Gold is so hard to transport, and most of it doesn't really exist. They just say it exists.
Which is scary. I guarantee you Fort Knox is full of nothing. It's like gold-laced bars. They're lying. They're not telling you the truth. There's probably a shit ton of Nazi gold that's still hidden.
Well,
but
pretty
anyways,
soon it's not going to be worth shit again. See, that's what I'm saying. Pretty soon it's not going to be worth shit again, and we can start making coin out of it again.
But listen, here's the big takeaway. Here's the big takeaway is that there are so many different cryptocurrencies right now, and it's only showing that people are finding ways to find value in other things. And I don't think that in particular is a negative thing. I think that's a very positive thing because the dollar is intrinsically valueless. There's no value in it other than the fact that throughout the world, people go off of the dollar. Thank God that happens because otherwise the shit we have in our pockets would be worthless, literally. But Bitcoin and shit, right, and cryptocurrencies, the fact that people are open to trusting the value there, because anything that has value only has value because you believe and trust that it does. Right? Now, gold you can prove has value because it's so malleable, it's so usable, it's conductive. You can use it. You can prove that it has value. The dollar you can't prove has value because it's not backed by anything. And it's already an IOU. Now, a Bitcoin, can you prove it has value? I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. I don't understand where the value comes from. I wish someone would explain it to me in a way that makes any goddamn sense. That you've solved a mathematical equation is not a value to me. So how is it a value to all of these people to where now Bitcoin is like $10,000? One Bitcoin is like $10,000. How did it get to this point? It's just belief. People believe it's that valuable. Which is no different than the dollar. And all the other fucking cryptocurrencies have value because people believe they have value. Which, to me, is a good sign because it means people are open to other forms of currency. I think it's going to make people open to the idea of doing transactions in the future that don't involve a centralized currency. And, in fact,
well, and the reason people
whatever
are so
anybody
open to it is, you know, I mean, Americans are so into credit that they don't care if they spend money that doesn't exist. They're like, whatever.
Right. Right. It doesn't exist.
And you tell them, money's not intrinsically real, and then they'll look at you and go, well, I don't have any anyway. I just spend it.
Yeah. I mean, that's how people stay
middle
class.
That's why
I said,
well, it's like no matter what type of capitalism you slap on it, you know, whether it's anarcho-capitalism or is there another kind? I didn't know there was another kind. But
state capitalism. state capitalism is not a free market.
Well, state capitalism is communism, but okay, we're not going to argue semantics. But
no, it just means that the state has regulatory control.
But it all leads
mean
to the only way to the only way to drive that is materialism. And
I don't think that's true, because you're completely discounting service.
People
to
are starting
man.
To realize, like, oh, like I have this great big house because I have so much stuff, and it's like, okay, what are you going to do with all that stuff? It just sits in your great big house, and now you have a great big house.
Well, that's
full of
that's
stuff.
A totally different argument. That's just a waste of the money. Sure, I get that, but what I'm saying is capitalism. You can base capitalism on an individual level. Like, it doesn't have to be, I need to amass the most stuff. It can be, listen, what's the value of my service to my fellow man, to them? And then they pay me in what I find valuable. That's capitalism, too. It doesn't even have to involve money. If what's valuable to you is, I need fucking five chickens, and I don't have any chickens. And I know we talked about this earlier, but I don't have any fucking chickens, so I would like five chickens.
I don't want to be
guy
a
has
gatherer.
Like fucking 12 kitchens.
I want to be a hunter.
Chickens.
I don't want to be a
you
gatherer.
You get what I'm saying, though.
Come on, guys. Just take me with you.
You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Like, a great example is a masseuse, okay? This person has nothing but their arms to offer, and people pay them because they value their skill with their arms. That's it. How is that?
Yeah, but no,
based on
nobody's ever paid him, like you made that comment about Ron Paul.
Nobody
saying,
paid
oh,
a masseuse.
Whoa, whoa,
were you
one time
just
doc,
about to say
a doctor
nobody's
would
ever
accept
paid
a chicken as payment? A masseuse has never accepted a chicken as payment, ever.
What if I could find a masseuse? Wait a minute. If I could pull this off, what would you do?
Okay.
What would you
fucking
do if I found a masseuse that would accept a chicken? What would you fucking do? Answer me.
I'd be like, why did you drag me to Asia?
You motherfucker.
You drugged me
that's
all the
so
way
racist.
Here for this? Really?
You're a racist. Fuck you.
I don't.
Anyway,
I could have had a girl back in town. She would have took $100 bill, and I had it all night. But no, you brought me out to a chicken lady. It's probably some old woman too. You know, you see her, she's smiling, no teeth, like me.
No teeth, not even one. Yeah, not even
one. Yeah.
Yep. No, that's an accurate description. I get what you're saying. I'm picking up where you're laying down. but
somewhere
still,
in Tibet.
I mean, really, everything when it comes to currency, whether it's crypto or not, it's just about what's valuable to somebody. And you don't get to determine what's valuable to somebody. And that's what amazes me about all this shit legally, what the government's trying to do with cryptocurrencies and stuff.
You know,
it's weird
well,
because, like, these
know,
aren't
crimes. They explored that a lot in, like, I remember, like, the old Twilight Zones where they would explore it. There was one where these bank robbers, they stole all this gold, and they went out to this cave, and it was foolproof because they were going to hide in the cave, and they put themselves in stasis, right? And they were going to wake up 100 years later, and they'd have the gold, and nobody'd be looking for them. So they wake up 100 years later, and they gather up their gold and start walking out of the desert, right? And then pretty soon they start running out of water. So the one guy's trading all his gold for the water, and then they end up killing each other over the fucking water and the gold, you know? And then they get to the road, and the guy dies on the road, and this car drives up, and these two futuristic people come out of there, and they're like, what happened to him? I don't know. He looks like he died of thirst. And what's that he's holding? And they're like, it looks like gold. Why would he be holding gold? That's weird. Because gold isn't worth anything anymore.
It's really, yeah. I'm telling you, it's really just down to what people will accept as payment. That's, and I think the world needs to open up to that. And the only way that it's gonna is by realizing that, like, you really shouldn't let a government tell you what currency is. You shouldn't. No one should. That needs
to
stop.
Well, that's how it was all based off of.
I know.
That's how they could collect taxes. That's how they could collect taxes.
They're shitting their pants, dude. They're shitting their pants.
It wasn't about them accumulating the gold. They already had all the gold. That's where the gold came from.
They did.
Think about it, okay? This is the whole thing with Bitcoin, too.
You can thank FDR.
It's where the gold came from. They already had the gold, okay? So they put the gold in the system so that you would have something to chase after, and then collecting taxes was pretty much just their way of figuring out how productive you're being. How much are you producing? Because they cared about all the peaches in your field.
It's not their fucking business.
In your field. And all the bread.
We need to burn.
And they cared about the resources. They didn't care about the gold.
The solution.
They never have.
I think it's all
just to keep track of you. And they know. Well, where are these? That was commonplace. Like, oh, well, where are these coins come from? Because
so
this doesn't have Caesar on it. This money's
but
no good. It doesn't
we,
have
hey,
Caesar
hey,
on it.
The basic agreement
and
here
fact,
is that the government needs to be burnt to the fucking ground, and that's it, and not make another one. Just don't fucking make another one.
Well, then you'd have to start all over, because there's not enough Bitcoin to go around.
You say start all over, but, like, I don't understand these people who want to continue the experiment of, hey, should we have rulers? I don't get it. We had rulers for fucking millennia, and it always ends the same. Fucking somebody twisted and fucked up is in charge, and we fucking all have to do what they say. No one wants to do what they say, but we all have to do what they say because they're in charge. No one – why do this? Can we not fucking go to stores and buy stuff without fucking having people telling us what to do? It doesn't make sense. Well, what about the triangle fucking fabric factory fire? Okay, accidents happen. Yeah, but it was like unregulated, so like the place was a fire hazard. And it's like, yeah, I know. But at the same time, we still have people avoiding OSHA to this day. So it's not like OSHA's doing – OSHA isn't solving all the problems, okay? They're not. They're not going around every business all the time making sure everyone's doing everything they want.
That's the thing. Anytime you regulate something, you just create a black market for it or shove it out of the country.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Now, I can't pay 10-year-olds 12 cents an hour to make my shoes. Fine. I'll have them made over here in this country where
I can do that.
I can just
for
do
less.
It. Oh, wait.
Or for no money. Yeah, for no money. I can enslave the children. How about that? How about that? I can enslave them over here because there's
just
no
do
laws
it.
Over there.
Just
do
it.
I feel like the Nike slogan is the fucking slogan for, like, how to get around regulations in a country that has a government. When you could have just done whatever was accepted locally in that country and been fine. And What's weird is like a shitload of stuff was made in America, and it was high quality. But gradually it bled away to China and Mexico. Now it's shit quality, and people wonder why. Oh, there's regulations. Yeah, they're not in Mexico and not in China. And they still feel
really,
good about themselves. I don't understand
that.
They feel good about the shit they buy.
I don't understand why people still want to flock to this country the way it's become.
I don't either.
It's like, cause
what are
it,
you going to do
it's
here?
Like a
you're
going
to get a job at a fast food place?
Yeah, once you're in, you're trapped and you're a slave. There's not going to be no going home on the weekends to see grandmama.
No.
That's not going
to happen. It doesn't make sense to me. Well, but I can glom onto the fucking welfare system. Not if you're an illegal immigrant. If you're an illegal immigrant, you can maybe get a Social Security number from somebody else and then fuck their life up, okay? And you can glom onto the Social Security or the welfare system, and you can try to dodge the cops for the rest of your life. Does this sound like a life that you really want to do? You want to fucking come here and try to dodge the cops so you can send money home to fucking Mexico? It sounds harder than just doing what you should do if you really want to be here. But the problem is that I don't think they really want to be here. I think they want to send money home. Like, when I was in Vegas and I worked places, and guess who was in the kitchen? Nothing but Mexicans. And half of them didn't speak English. Some had to translate for the others. And, dude, the head chef of a bar I worked at in the district. That's right, I'm naming names. Al's fucking Garage in the district in Henderson, Nevada, had a head chef who his plan was, I'm only working here long enough to save up enough money to send home to Mexico where the exchange rate is so good, I'll be living there like a fucking king. So he is not spending that money in America. He's not helping America. He doesn't want to be an American. He's not coming here for pipe dreams of, oh, I want to be here. I want to be here. They should be allowed to be here because they want to be American. It's the American dream. No. No. He openly admitted he wants to manipulate what our system is and then go back.
He's getting the American dream. He's just taking it to go.
He's taking it to go. It's American dream to go, folks. American dream to go. And honestly, I think a lot of this wouldn't have this bigger problem, I think, if the currency wasn't the way that it was and if we didn't have a government. I think those two things would be easily solved if we did not have a government, period. And currency was, like, whatever people thought was valuable. That's it.
Well, you can't go back in time and kill baby government, because then we'll all be drinking fucking tea and saying the same shit, only with a fucking snooty accent. Sorry, John.
I wonder,
Oliver.
Though, what if you went back in time? What if you could go back in time and tell Benjamin Franklin, when he said the famous fucking a republic if you can keep it shit. What if you went back in time and you're like, listen, they couldn't keep it. I'm telling you, they couldn't keep it.
Oh, Betty, yeah. What if you could go and pick them up and bring them here and show them what's going on?
And be like, listen, would I know you thought this was a teeny tiny government.
Think they'd go back and
guess
change
what happens
it all
when you make a government? Would they poop themselves? They'd poop themselves, wouldn't they? They'd be like, holy shit. Not only did it become the biggest goddamn powerful nation in the world, but because we allowed government to exist, we also fucked the world. Then they'd go back and be like, listen, we all need to agree to not have a government. They go, really? And be like, listen, we can have like local representatives who annually meet to agree we don't have a government. And we're not going to rule
back,
people.
Or Ben would go back and be like, ah, fuck you bitches, I'm on the $100 bill.
Fucking Ben. And we'd be like, yeah, but look at your face. You look like you just fucking bit a lemon, you dick. Because that's what you're known for, is not showing your teeth. I don't want to show my teeth. They're made of wood. Whatever.
No, it was George Washington, and they weren't made of wood.
But, well, you tell him that anyways, so that he goes like, what? You guys believe my teeth is made of wood. You go like, listen, I don't think you understand how bad
that is. That
really
is the least of your worries right now.
The government's so powerful, they made everyone believe your teeth is painted wood. You still want a government? Oh, by
you
the way, you died
go,
from
well, we made sure you can all have guns. How'd you let the government get so powerful? You all have guns. It was like, no, we can't. We're trying to solve this whole war and violence thing.
They're like, why is everyone so
start,
violent?
That's
you're
when
free.
You start getting the harumphs. The harumph.
Well, that's when they would go, like, well, why is everyone so violent? If you're free, I feel like you would just do what you want to do, and you're free to do it, so why would you be violent? I don't understand. I'd be like, because you made a fucking government. If you didn't make a government, we would be free. But no. You decided that we would have to have somebody in charge. Well, wealthy landowners, fuck yourself. You and your goddamn landowners are a bunch of dicks because you still thought that you should have some kind of say over what happens in this random fucking area. Which really, that's what it should have been viewed as. This whole fucking, quote, nation should have been viewed as a random land area. It's all random in this land. And whatever happens to it is whatever we do to it. That's it. Well, what about Mexico? Fuck them. They want to take this random land area and we don't want them to, then we'll fight them. But if we don't care that they take it, then we don't care that they take it. Well, what if later we want to run our cattle through there? I don't know. Do you want to fucking personally fight them? You can personally fight them, dude, if it matters to you that much. Why do you want to get a government involved? Well, I need help. I need a military. No, you don't. You're a goddamn rancher, and you couldn't decide where your goddamn cows should go. Fuck you. You're one guy.
Won't somebody help that?
I'm not citing
man?
A specific example. I'm just saying. Fuck, we didn't get to anything else, man. We got like, what, a minute left? Hey, a Tesla autopilot allowed a car to drive under a semi-truck, shearing the driver's head off of his body.
Nice. Nice.
A semi-truck pulled out in front of traffic. And I guess the semi-truck assumed everyone would slow down. But the dude in the Tesla was doing autopilot. And so fucking his head's gone.
Okay.
And they're suing
okay.
Tesla.
You know what that sounds like? I assumed everyone would slow down. That sounds like he just pulled out in front of everybody and cut them off.
Have you ever seen that? Like when a semi-truck is at a 90 degree with the highway. And he's like, I'm going to start pulling out, and people are going to have to stop. It happens. And it's fucking stupid. They get tired of waiting, and they're like, listen, everyone's going to have to stop. And they literally just pull out when they think, like, yeah, if they just went the same speed, they would hit me. But because I'm pulling out now, they see me, and they'll slow down, right? Wrong.